ओम श्री परमात्मने नमः।
वाट हैपेंस टू द सोल आफ्टर रियलाइजिंग गॉड? जस्ट समथिंग अबाउट हिज क्वेश्चन यस्टरडे, जस्ट लाइक दैट, दोन द वर्ड्स और द लैंग्वेज विल ऑलवेज बी इनसफिशियंट. But before experience, there is no other way out except to talk or remain silent. What is the relationship between a drop and the ocean? What is the relationship between a drop of water and the ocean? Does the drop exist without ocean? Can it exist? Is not ocean itself in miniature form as drop? There is ocean, where is drop? But the drop thinks, if it thinks, that it has its existence separate from the ocean, the drop will be in a problem. It will have great difficulties. It can't exist without ocean. So best thing for the drop is to remain at the disposal of the ocean. Though all these examples are always insufficient, for they cannot be the substitute. They are just pointers to the mind to think about that. So your question was, what happens to the soul after realizing God? Is not the soul even at this time a part of God? Does something new happen after self-realization, which is not existing at this time? Does something come from somewhere? What comes? Is not God always present everywhere? Always. Always present everywhere. So what happens in experiencing God? You will say, we have not experienced. Imagine, think, what can happen? What will happen? Is not God even at this moment with you? Fully? Would God increase after experiencing God? Something more will happen that does not exist at this time. Is there change in God also? In God, in divine presence? Sometimes it is less, sometimes it is more. Somewhere. What happens? What are you lacking at this time? And what will get added to you?